You are listening to the Joshua Segafis Podcast.
Hey, Joshua Segafis here. On this podcast, I teach men and women how to increase their attraction, level up their dating game, and embrace the alpha mentality. If you're sick of a dating or relationship life that sucks, stick around. This is exactly where you want to be. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Joshua Segafis here. Listen, I just opened up my new Mastermind Tribe, an exclusive community where alpha-minded men and women can get the individualized coaching and guidance they need to truly level up their dating game and embrace the alpha mentality. Find it at joshuasegafis.com/mastermind tribe or check below. You should find a link in the comments. It's free for the first month. And if you believe in anything I say or talk about, this is the ultimate mastermind tribe for you. Go sign up. I'll see you there and we'll crush it together. Now let's get on to today's episode. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of the Joshua Segafis YouTube and podcast. This is the YouTube and podcast show where we're talking about how to increase your attraction, level up your dating game, and embrace the alpha mentality. I am live streaming, and today is the first day that I plan to start my new live streaming schedule. So I'm going to actually make it a regular scheduled occurrence. Just make sure I've got this audio. Yep, we're live. All right. It's going to be a regularly scheduled live stream, and I'm actually starting a little early today. My scheduled time and what I'm going to kind of basically try to do, make an attempt to do, is stream Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, you know, to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's kind of the goal. That's what we're going to shoot for. Hopefully what will happen eventually is the beginning of my shows will be kind of me talking a bit of a monologue, talking about the topic. And then for the second half, open it up to callers in, people jumping in on the live stream to talk, ask questions, you know, just kind of get some dialogue going. And that's going to be the new format. So if you're, you know, listening to this, odds are really good that I'm going to be continuing this schedule for, you know, at least the undetermined future. You know, who knows? May try it for a couple of weeks, may try it for a month, may try it for a year, maybe try it for a couple of weeks and then realize that a different schedule works better. So, you know, just keep checking back and, you know, if you keep updated on my YouTube videos and my podcast, you'll be up to date because that's the best way to get up to date information. So just, subscribe to my YouTube channel if you haven't already. You know, even if you're listening to this on the, you know, after the fact on the podcast, make sure you come in and subscribe to my YouTube channel. The links are in the description. All right, let's move on to the topic for today. So the topic today, should you search for a purpose in life? And now the reason that I chose this topic is because purpose has been very, very on my mind lately. It's been a very powerful topic that I've been thinking of. This has been a topic that I have more and more realized is so vitally important. And I have a couple different pieces of, you know, content I want to share with you in this vein. And they're actually not pieces of content that I created. I kind of found some interesting stuff. And one of these things especially caught my attention. I wanted to share it with all of you. So let's first talk about the why this is important, right? So life success. The simple fact of the matter is that having a purpose in life, having a vision, having goals for yourself, makes you far more likely to be successful. There was a Harvard study done in which, you know, I believe what happened was, you know, a class from Harvard Business School was tracked over the course of 10 years after graduating. And basically their success was tracked and recorded, and it was a goal setting study, right? So what the study ended up determining was that 84% of people who graduated didn't have any goals. They didn't have any specific goals for themselves, right? And those 84% of people made a certain amount of money, right? Now you can look the study up, Harvard Business School study about goals. Now, what's interesting to know is that 14% of people, they did have goals, but they didn't write them down. Those people, after the 10 years, ended up earning 10 times as much as the 84% who didn't have goals, right? These were the ones who just had goals, didn't even write them down. only 3% of people actually ended up writing down their goals. They had goals and they wrote out a plan for them. Those people ended up earning three times as much as the 14% who had goals, right? It's crazy that we're talking about the top tier, top earners, men, women, right? Needless to say, setting goals is important. But we can't set goals if we don't have a purpose in life, if we don't have an end goal we're trying to achieve, right? This is really important. Now, I talk about dating, talk about attraction, talk about the alpha mentality. Josh, why is it important for dating? Why aren't you giving me dating tips? Tell me how to get laid on dating apps. You know, tell me how to be more attractive. Okay. This is so fundamentally important to attraction because when we're increasing our value in the dating marketplace, keep in mind that attraction always goes back to survival potential. The reason we adapted to be attracted to the things we're adapted to is because those are the same traits that increase our survivability. So for men, this is especially true for men. It's true for women too, in a slightly different aspect, but it's especially important for men. Reason being is because the primary attraction metrics for men are wealth, social status, power, tribal connections, leadership abilities, an athletic figure, right? It all translates to effectiveness. Women want men who are effective. Women want men who can do what needs to be done to facilitate the survival of the tribe and the family, right? For her and her offspring. She wants safety and security because women value that higher than anything. And so having a life purpose is essential to a man accomplishing those things to the best extent of his ability. If you're a man without a purpose, you're at drift, at sea without a map. The tides will toss and turn you as they wish with no rhyme or reason behind it, right? That's why 84% of the people from the study earned a certain amount, but those who had goals and they didn't even write them down. They just had goals. They made 10 times as much. That's no small amount, right? That's no small amount at all. So it matters for your attraction. It also matters for the alpha mentality. Men and women should embrace the alpha mentality, right? Why? To take back control of their lives from the chaos. Now for women, this is especially important because women all throughout history, they have kind of relied on men, right? And so men kind of had so much power in the sense that men controlled the money, men controlled the business, et cetera, right? Women were mostly staying at home. Women didn't have as many options. Women didn't have the freedom to exercise the full range of options that men did. And so this is why it's so very important for women to adopt the alpha mentality, because so women have options so they can control their own destiny and their own fate, right? This isn't so much an attraction metric as it is a life optimization metric to help the woman facilitate the best life possible. Because she does want to attract a great man, but she wants to have the option of vetting partners and not being desperate, right? She doesn't want to have to rely on a man to support her. That is not the optimal life situation. So this matters. This matters a great deal. Women who struggle to have a purpose and to achieve success for themselves, they're going to find themselves more desperate and they're going to be jumping at options for men that maybe aren't the best options. For men, if they don't have a life purpose and they're not being driven to that higher level of success, their attraction is going to struggle. They're not going to be the types of men who women are going to select, right? They're going to be more likely to remain unselected. Now, I want to share with you an article that I found. It's on rewire.org. Link is down in the description. It's titled, "Trying to Find Our Life's Purpose is Stressing Us Out. Be Realistic and Be Practical." That's what it's called. And this was such an interesting article, and I think it was very well done. And I just want to go over a little bit. It was published in April of 2020, so it's pretty new. Basically, here's what the article says. "It's natural to search for meaning in life, to find some reason for living or a bigger purpose for being here. We all do it. But most people struggle with pinning down a purpose. Psychologists largely agree it's one of the most difficult journeys we take." This is true. Determining our life purpose is not easy, but it is something we must do. Most people don't do it though because it's not easy, right? Research has shown that people who have a purpose, or at least a sense of one, have better physical and mental health. One study from 2019, and again, there's links to this, go down my description, find this Rewire article and link to it and share it, right? They published a good post and they deserve the cred for it. One study from 2019 looked at nearly 7,000 people and noticed lower mortality rates among those who felt like their life was more meaningful. Another report found that people who were searching for or lacking purpose are linked to poorer health and well-being. All that soul searching, it seems, can really stress us out. This seems so intuitive to me. This seems so correct. Why? Because when our life has greater meaning, like we have a reason to wake up, it makes the difference between waking up thinking, I hate this. You know, if life gets stressful, it's like, I hate this. Or the difference between saying, the work I'm doing is so important. I'm so excited about it. I can't wait to wake up again and live another day, right? That's the difference. That's the difference. The purpose of a purpose. Meaning and purpose give us direction and a roadmap that pushes us forward in life, says Glenn Scott, director of the Youth Partial Hospital Program at Loma Linda University Behavioral Medicine Center. It also keeps us connected to others, our family, friends, and colleagues, and keeps a strong community intact. We experience less stress when we have a sense of purpose, mostly because we're able to look at the big picture and see challenges and obstacles as minor setbacks or hurdles that for the end goal or vision. This is so true. Absolutely true. There's another quote here by Dr. Dilip Jesse, Senior Associate Dean for the Center of Health, Aging, and Distinguished Professor of Psychiatry and Neuroscience at the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine. So these are big name people. When things go wrong and say you have a larger purpose, you can then say these are smaller frustrations. You can take it in stride and move on, he said, right? This is so true. I completely agree with this. On the flip side, lacking meaning can be extremely taxing. Here's another quote. This one by Glenn Scott, the same person who gave the earlier quote. Without direction, you're kind of aimlessly going through life, said Scott. You might withdraw from others and end up feeling lost, hopeless, and alone. That isolation can build and eventually lead to anxiety and depression. This is so absolutely true. When we don't have a purpose in life, we're just drifting, right? When life doesn't have any deeper meaning, when it doesn't have any deeper purpose, we tend to be so self-focused and then we're so self-critical and we look at our lives and we tend to draw like the measure of our value and our worth based on the actions we take every day. And I'm going to be honest, that's a recipe for disaster, right? It's a recipe for a lack of confidence. It's a recipe for not having anything greater to take pride in. It matters. What we want is to have a bigger overarching goal, right? When we have a purpose, we're accomplishing something bigger than we are. And that gives us a sense of pride. That gives us a sense of confidence. I can tell you this for me personally, like this is so true for my life. I cannot even describe to you the difference, the pride and the confidence I feel because I'm pursuing something in my life meaningful that I think will actually change the world and help. I have huge plans for my dating coach business. I mean, huge plans, big 5 to 10 year plans down the road that I believe will actually change the way humans think about human mating behavior and change the way we educate ourselves about it. I really truly believe that in my lifetime I will accomplish these things, but I have such a grand purpose, right? And so that gives me motivation. Every day when I'm publishing a blog post, right, when I have to proofread things, when I have to do a little research, when I have to find a way to kind of write an article, it's a little boring maybe, but it's a helpful article. It's not about that article. It's not about finding the image for that article. It's not about coming up with a good title. It's not about doing maintenance on my website, right? I don't really like necessarily doing maintenance on my website. You know, it's a little tedious. There will come a day when I'll probably hire someone to run that, but it's something I have to do to keep my website up and running and to make sure it's optimized. And so I do this and see, I'm not optimizing my website or maintaining my website. What I'm doing is I'm working toward the bigger goal. That's what I'm doing. And the bigger goal is so exciting to me and so vital and crucial that it drives me, right? It absolutely drives me toward that. It really makes a difference. Now, this next part of this article says personal definitions apply. I kind of want to go through this. How you define your purpose depends on many different factors and typically varies based on your age, right? Most commonly, there's work or vocation. This is especially true for younger folks who identify with what they do professionally. If you're in a career that you would do for free, then you know you're in the right place, Scott said. This is so true. This is so right. Like, I love this article because they are absolutely spitting facts. So many people just think, oh, how much do I make per hour? Oh, like how much can I get per month? You know, what's the salary going to be? That's the only thing. And then they get into the job and then it's like, well, they're working with jerks. They don't care about the work. I'm getting to a point in my career where, you know, money is so far secondary to the purpose behind it. If someone presents a project to me, even if it pays really well, I know I'm going to be miserable if I don't believe in it, if I don't believe in the process, if I don't believe in the plan. I know I have no business getting involved in it, right? I have no business. To do that would be just irresponsible of me because I must believe in the purpose. That's when I'll do my best work, right? So that is when I actually make the most money. But see, that's how we have to think of it. We have to take pride in what we do. But you can't take pride in what you do if you don't believe in what you're doing, right? If you don't believe it matters, that's very depressing. Okay, so I'm going to continue on with this article. But your career isn't the only factor, nor is it even a necessary one. In fact, many people find meaning outside of their work, it says. This is true. Meaning is also deeply linked to the connections we have with others, like our friends, parents, kids, and romantic relationships, according to Jesse, who is the other person giving quotes in this post. How we interact and care for each other brings us a lot of value. Many people find purpose by having a role in their community, and past research shows that people who give back have a stronger meaning in life. This can take on many shapes and forms. Perhaps it's through volunteering or teaching yoga classes. Maybe it's by mentoring others, getting involved with the church, finding a way to serve others. Being defined by only one area of your life isn't ideal, says Scott. You need to have more than one area, he said. Family can be one, work can be one, but you need to have at least two or three. I completely agree. This is really, really good advice. A lot of times not only do we get focused on one thing, but then we get focused on one thing and it's not real. I see this so often. So often people will try to find meaning in like a job they don't like, right? Or they will have interactions with friends and family where they're not taking any greater responsibility for anything. And so instead of taking greater responsibility for friends and family, they just think, oh, these people, they're not good to me. You know, maybe we argue, we fight, whatever. Oh, it doesn't matter to me. You know, so those interactions don't have as much meaning when there isn't greater purpose behind it. So for example, thinking to yourself in the future, like I want to take care of my aging parents maybe, or I want to take care of, you know, my kids, or I want to take care of, you know, help my nieces and nephews learn how to play basketball, like whatever it is that gives you a sense of greater meaning and purpose, it's going to contribute to those relationships, right? And so if we want to be good at anything, and so this is kind of working in the back, like from front to back, this is what I do when I'm trying to figure out what I should spend my time on, is if there's something I want to spend time on, but it's not really exciting to me, I know it's because I don't have a purpose behind it. And so I have to find that purpose behind it, right? So for example, there are, how can I say this? So I wasn't always super crazy about family get-togethers. I'm going to use the family description here. When I was younger, I struggled with family get-togethers a little bit because I didn't really agree with my family on things. We had different views. We had different beliefs and values, right? And so, you know, to me, it was just kind of tedious. We would make small talk and avoid topics. And yes, I cared about them and wanted them to be happy, wanted them to be healthy, wanted them to have a good life. However, what ended up happening was it's a struggle to have value for me and a struggle to excite me. And so what I did when I learned about purpose and I learned how important it was, what I did was I ended up creating goals and visions for how I wanted my relationship with my family to end up. For example, there will come a day when I want to be able to employ family members who need a job. I want to be able to provide housing through my real estate business, you know, later on in life when I have, you know, I plan on investing in real estate and doing some development in my life later on as a later term goal. And so I would like to be able to provide housing and to be able to provide that for people, right? For people I care about, people I love, people in my family, right? And I also find that another part of my goals with my family is I decided I want to be the kind of man who can be strong and stoic for my family. So like if the other men in the family need someone to talk to, I want to be available. If you know they need someone to call and check on them, I want to take up the mantle of that, right? So these ideas are passion-fueled ideas to me. They're the kind of things I want to do. I care about these things and they excite me to think about taking responsibility because these are the things that are meaningful to me. And when I leverage that then into family get-togethers, they bring on a whole new kind of excitement and it matters more to me. I take them more seriously. I put more effort into them. They're more energizing and I have a greater vested interest in making them successful, right? So that's how I kind of leverage that and leverage purpose and meaning in life with something that might otherwise be considered mundane, but it becomes less than mundane to me. It actually becomes greater than mundane. It becomes truly meaningful to me because I have found a way to find purpose in it, right? So this matters. This really matters. And it's about being effective at what you do, right? If you're paid to scrub tile with a toothbrush and it's just crappy work and it's meaningless and it doesn't matter. And you just like, scream, you're like, anyone could do this. And that's all there is to it. Unless you're just making so much money that it counteracts it. It's like, you're probably going to struggle to feel like there's meaning in that. If you can't find a purpose in it, it's going to feel like a drudge, but maybe you do. Maybe you find a way to leverage your purpose in it. Maybe you think, you know what? I'm going to, so this to me is where my mind goes. I'm going to write a book in the future, you know, 1 to 2 years from now, I'm going to write a book about how to make meaningless feeling work meaningful to people. And then every day while you're scrubbing the tile with the toothbrush, you pull out your phone and you dictate your thoughts and you keep like a journal, right? And then see now, the scrubbing of the tiles, the ideas that come to you, the thoughts you have, all the frustrations, the stresses, you're recording them all. Now, all of a sudden, this takes on new meaning. Maybe you have a purpose. Suddenly work, you might even start to look forward to work because it has meaning to you. See, this is so vital, so vital. I love it. Having a purpose is absolutely essential. The next part of this article says, start the process of getting on that path. Know that it's going to evolve over time. And they recommend, they say, set aside 10 to 15 minutes each day to reflect on where you're at in life and what you care about. Scott says to break it down as simply as you can. Write down 5 things you like to do or 5 things that make you happy. If you can't come up with 5, try for 3. Once you think you've got an idea of what fills you up and what you want your life to look like, set some goals on how to get there. Jot down a few short-term goals that you can accomplish in a week or so, along with some additional long-term goals that you'll tackle over the next few months or even years. Just said, your path toward finding meaning matters. Be realistic and be practical. If you're striving for something that's not achievable, your path toward finding meaning is going to be stressful and frustrating. And that's true. We have to turn it into small, meaningful steps, you know. See, for me, now, the way I would describe this process and the way I describe this to other people, like when I'm coaching people or whatever, is I make sure to say, you know, if you're struggling to find your purpose, the most important thing to do is to figure out, you know, what topics of conversation, when they come up, do you love to talk about? When you hear someone talking about it, it just makes you, oh my God, like I want to get into that conversation. You know, when you're alone in your free time and you can just look up the things that you think are interesting and fun, what do you look up on YouTube? You know, what do you look up to research, right? when you have time to daydream and kind of think about anything you want, like what kind of projects you might want to do or whatever, what kinds of things does your mind wander to, you know? See, for me, when I was learning about dating and stuff, like I got so interested in it to the point where in all of my free time, I was kind of looking up dating tips, looking up tips for how to be attractive. And then it's like, oh, evolutionary psychology, human mating behavior, right? Human sexuality, sexual behavior. Like, so I started, and this is so fascinating to me. And then whenever someone was talking about these things, a lot of people maybe feel like it's awkward to talk about those things at like a party or at a dinner, right? But when it comes up, because it's such a human thing, that's where I'm most at home. All right. I just jumped back in here. I'm not totally sure what happened, but it looks like I got reconnected to my live stream. I had a connection issue. So I guess this is a little uncharted territory for me. We'll see if there's like a blank spot or something, but it was trying to reconnect me. So I guess I got reconnected. So, you know, all's well that ends well, I guess. Anyway, so yeah, purpose, goals, finding meaning in those goals, in that purpose, right? Now, I want to kind of share another thing with you. And there's a video I linked to in the description that's basically, it's called Arnold Schwarzenegger Life-Changing Motivational Speech. And this is a commencement address he gave. And it's just such a good speech. And he talks about basically having a goal, having a vision, and why it's so important. And he was such an achievement-driven man. He had such a very, like, such a powerfully successful life, right? But one of the secrets to the success of his life was that he had this ability to create goals for himself, right? Now, and I just want to kind of, I think you should watch the video. I linked to it down below. Check it out after you're done watching this or whatever, if you really want to hear him talk about it, right? I mean, he was like one of the youngest people to ever win a Mr. Olympia. He became, you know, this world champion bodybuilder. He also became a number one movie actor, and he became the governor of California. And all those things were things that people told him, Arnold, you're never going to be able to do that. The story of how he succeeded is so incredible. It was truly against all odds, and he still did it. And he would always say, I believe in it. I have this vision. He even talks about, you know, when the vision was born, when he saw on the cover of a magazine, you know, he saw this bodybuilder, and he was like, I know what I want to do. I want to be like that. I want to be a big bodybuilder. This is so interesting. And he has five steps that he says he's taken really to accomplish all the things he's accomplished. And he applies these five steps to everything. And so these five steps are, number one, have a vision. Number two, think big. Number three, ignore the naysayers. Number four, work your ass off. And number five, give back and change the world. And see, that's magic. I might label my steps as being just a little bit different. However, it's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? Have a vision. Picture where you want to be. Make a plan for yourself. Of course, at first, it may not be perfect. It may not be exactly the same every single day. One day you might have the vision, but then you come to realize that that vision has changed a little bit, and that's okay. For me, my vision was nowhere near as matured a year ago as it is today. Like a year ago, I had kind of a basic outline, and I had an end goal in mind, and then I had my stepping stones in place. But now, today, it's so much more detailed because I've been able to fill in the gaps because I understand my journey so much better. And it's also slightly changed a little bit. Some of my goals have shifted a little bit, and that's okay. That will happen. But see, it's not wild shifting all over the place. It's learning to shift slightly to become more in line with who you really are and what your true purpose is, right? So have the vision. Think big. You know, a lot of people just think too small. Got to think big. You know, got to shoot big. You got to be a heavy hitter. Got to be the best man or woman in the room, right? This is so important. I talk about this all the time. Ignore the naysayers. The world is full of people with a victim mentality, full of people who are afraid of taking risks. The world is full of people who would rather be safe than take a chance at what they really want. It's a recipe for failure, because the only real way to fail really is not to try at all. It's like they say Thomas Edison, you know, he tried, I think it was, you know, what is it like, 1,000 different designs or even 10,000 different designs for the light bulb before he found one that worked. All the others failed. If he stopped at one or two or three, it's like, nah, this isn't going to work. He wouldn't have succeeded, but he just kept at it and he ended up creating something that changed the world, right? Work your ass off. That's the next step. It's so important. You've got to be, Mark Cuban, he has a quote that's so good. He says, work every day like there's someone else working 24/7 to take away what you have. You know, like your competition's working 24/7 to take it away. You got to work hard enough to stay ahead of them, because it's true. And that doesn't even mean that there's a human out there, you know, who's trying to take away what you have or use your ideas or beat you at your game. It means that the chaos of life is at a certain level to where you have to beat it to come out on top, right? To actually reach the threshold of success. It's also true that there are other people striving for success too. And if you want to establish yourself among the great people in whatever it is you're trying to do, you have to put up great big amounts of work, great big numbers. So for me, that's why I'm enacting this new plan where I plan to stream from 3 p.m. Central Standard Time to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. The reason why I'm planning to do that is because there are people in my industry who are putting up way bigger numbers than me. People who are way more successful than me, who are publishing more often, they're putting in way more work, right? So for me, it's like, I want to be up there with the big people. I want to be up there with the most successful people. I have to increase my effort so that I become the type of person who isn't outworked by anyone, right? If you can get to that point, you're going to eventually catch up. You're going to eventually become number one, right? Or even if you don't become number one, you get very close to it. It's really important. And then finally, give back and change the world. I love this step and I believe in it so much, because if we're not creating value, we're not solving a problem in the world, we're not making the world a better place, well, what kind of purpose is that? It's not a very useful purpose, right? And this matters for attraction. This matters for success. It matters for our pride and our confidence. It matters to the humans around us. Give back, you know? Be focused on a purpose that's going to create a real difference in the world. That's going to matter. When you have success, share that with people. Share that with people. And help make their lives better. Help to bring people up. Be the kind of person who picks someone else up instead of knocking them down, right? It matters. And then change the world, right? Isn't the same step. But we can't change the world if we don't do world-changing work. We have to put in that work. And then when we get to that point where we have the potential to change the life of one person or change the lives of four people or, you know, hire someone or you know, rent someone a house and provide a place for them to live, you know, fair and square without a bunch of nonsense or whatever it is that you can help to change the world, then you have the power to do so, right? Because you've worked hard to get it. And then you do it and you do it right and you do make the world a better place. And that is a crucial part of success, because we want to give back. We want to make the world better than we found it. I truly believe this. It's not all a drive just to become more successful, just to get laid more often, just to have people desire us more, just to get the most money. It's not the overarching goal. The overarching goal is to leave a lasting legacy, to create a change in the world that will cause people to remember you when you're gone. I believe that's the truth. For many people, their greatest legacy will be their children. And that is a hell of a legacy. one way that you can change the world is by investing in your children. Invest every single day to the greatest extent possible. Help to raise them to such an extent that they will become even greater than you, right? That they will do even bigger things than you are doing. They will be even more prepared for the world than you were, right? They'll understand work ethic, and they'll understand not to be victims. They'll understand to take control of their life and create their own unique destiny. Because how awesome is that? To have a kid, right, to proliferate your genetic legacy, and then to help that kid become the best person they can be, to be there for them, to support them, to encourage them and inspire them, right? And then they, being so unique and different, have their own purpose. And then they go act it out and they change the world through their purpose. It is a great legacy to invest in your children. And there is great purpose to be found in that. You know, one of my coaching clients not too long ago was talking about her long-term goals. And she was talking about how she had goals. She really wanted to get married, to have kids, and to possibly be a stay-at-home mom, right? Now, some people in her modern day and age might think, oh, those are lame goals. Like, those are old-fashioned goals. You know what? You just being a typical woman, blah, blah, blah. No, those are very, very lofty and important goals to make your children a purpose. That is very commendable. And I wish more people thought of their children that way, as a manifestation of their legacy, right? As a great part of what gives their life purpose and meaning. Like, that is absolutely not a goal to be ashamed of, not a goal to scoff at. It is not a goal to think, oh, it's old fashioned, it's not relevant. No, that's change the world type stuff. What a powerful legacy. There's no shame in that. Of course, you can do other things too. You can have more than one goal. You can seek to accomplish more than one purpose in life if you want. That's totally fine. Do what you want. Create your destiny. Stop playing by, you know, stop playing by arbitrary rules set by other people or arbitrary limits that don't have purpose. Do you live your life, choose your destiny, right? All right. Well, we have reached the kind of the end of my monologue. I even went on a bit longer than I was planning. At the moment, my thing shows zero viewers, which is not so uncommon, because my platform is still quite small. It's still growing. And this is also the first regularly scheduled stream I'm going to be doing. So keep in mind, keep checking back 3 p.m. Monday through Friday on my YouTube channel, Central Standard Time. I plan to stream every single day, barring some kind of, you know, calamity that prevents me from doing so. So, but more than likely, if you check in between those times, I'm going to be streaming. You can jump on and talk with me, and yeah, that'll be awesome. That's also kind of an early afternoon time. I'm not totally sure if that'll catch on really well. Some people are still at work and stuff, and they may not be able to jump in on it. In fact, one of the reasons why I chose that time is because right now have like obligations for things that go on in the evenings, but I want to be consistent. So 3 to 4 is a period of time where I can be incredibly consistent every single day. I know I can show up at those times. So that's kind of where I'm working from it. But later on, we might change those times to a different schedule, and we'll just see how it goes. Again, you know, I'm focused on the long-term goal, and I'm going to adapt as I go, and going to make this thing very successful. I'm going to help a lot of people. And so if you end up having any questions about this, or you want to kind of talk more about this, or you have need clarification, feel free to drop a comment. I always make an attempt to answer my comments very in-depth while I still can. I don't get a tremendous volume of comments. And so that means that I can spend more time answering them to higher levels of quality. And so, yeah, drop me a comment, or, you know, make sure you visit my blog, joshuasagivas.com. I blog at least several times a week on there. Check out my blog. You can hear what's going on. And then, you know what, join my mastermind tribe. And then you can private message me, and we can talk even more in depth and schedule some coaching. So yeah, we're here to make your dating life a success, to help you make it awesome, help you increase your attraction. That's the whole game. All right. That's going to be it for this one. Go with grace, my friends. Never give up your power. This is Josh Segafis signing off.
Thank you for listening. Make sure to visit www.joshuasegafis.com. Catch you on the flip side.